Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello to everyone. This is Cindy Zimmerman, probably the first time I have ever hosted the Zimcast. Usually it's Chuck, of course, and sometimes I co-host it with him. So you get a different voice this week for a change. And first of all, I would like to thank the sponsors of the Zimcast, Novus International, a leader in animal health and nutrition, also the sponsor for our coverage this past week at World Pork Expo. Our other sponsor, also Leica Geosystems, when it has to be right. We thank both of them for their sponsorship and support of the Zimcast. And, of course, it was a really busy week for us last week. Chuck was in Atlanta for the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference, as well as in South Carolina for an event with John Deere. At the same time, we were at World Pork Expo last week. Joanna Schrader and John Davis helped us cover that in Des Moines. And I was there at the end of the week. And also, I was in Chicago for a BASF Ag Media Summit. And this was on sustainability. And that's what we're going to hear about in this week's Zimcast. We are going to hear from Paul Ray, who is Vice President of BASF U.S. Crop Operations, and he's going to tell us about a farmland stewardship survey that was done by Padilla Spear Beardsley for BASF that compared the attitudes of consumers and farmers towards stewardship of the land. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. And we're also going to talk about a new YouTube video that BASF put up last week that has facts and figures about farmland, about farmers, about sustainability, about how productivity has increased over the last 20 years. It's all done in a very creative, entertaining format, showing the facts and figures. And the name of that video is One Hungry Planet. It's about 4 minutes long. It has lots of facts and figures in it. It's just got a music instrumental over it, and it's very entertaining and educational and definitely worth 4 minutes of your time to watch it. And with that, we will move right into our interview segment with Paul Ray of BASF from the 2010 BASF Agricultural Solutions Media Summit held in Chicago, June 8th through the 10th, on a grounded approach to agricultural sustainability. All right, back at the BASF Ag Media Summit, talking about a farmland stewardship survey that BASF commissioned, both of consumers and growers. And with me, again, is Paul Ray with BASF. And now, Paul, we had a breakout session here on stewardship and its relationship to sustainability. Let's talk about that first. What is stewardship's relationship to sustainability?
It's very closely linked, it's clear. Stewardship really is one of the ways you can achieve sustainability in our mind. Sustainability is the goal, and stewardship is the very tangible thing you can do to enable good sustainable practices.
Mm-hmm. Now, we commissioned this survey, and some of the results were a little surprising to you, I guess. The comparison of the growers and the consumers and what they thought about stewardship. Tell me a little bit about what you found out in this survey.
Yeah, great question. And maybe if I could start with why we did the survey. Mm-hmm. We wanted to really understand what were the perception gaps between farmers and consumers, because more and more we're seeing somewhat of a polarized debate between how farming's perceived in the general community, and we really want to identify where are those gaps in perception around what's going on these days. And so the information we garnered from it will help us shape that dialogue and that discussion as we go forward. For us, there was good news, and there was also some concerning news. The good news would be that certainly farmers and most consumers would say that stewardship practices are better today than they were 10 years ago. So that's encouraging news. Farmers feel that way more strongly than consumers because they're obviously the ones practicing it in real life. Mm-hmm. And as we look forward to the future, both farmers and consumers are optimistic that stewardship practices will get better in the future in a farming environment, which is also encouraging. But there's also an expectation, both of everyone in the industry and the general population, that farmers will introduce appropriate practices that will obviously ensure safe production of food and safe use of a whole range of different crop inputs. So for us, that's good news. But within that same result, there's up to a quarter of the population of the general population believes that stewardship practices are worse today than they were 10 years ago, which is clearly wrong in our belief. Farmers have introduced in the last decade and beyond many, many different things that are really enhancing the environment. They're producing more food from every acre, and they're doing it in a way which is always reducing that input, that impact on the environment. So to us, the challenge is that to address that gap, we really need to have a much broader discussion and dialogue with the general community, because there are so many good things going on in agriculture. We're not perfect. We can get better, and we will get better. Mm-hmm. But we really need to have that discussion with the general community more on a one-to-one basis around the many things that farmers are doing to improve stewardship on a every single farm basis.
What are the things that BASF has done, the products that you offer in your portfolio that have improved stewardship and as a result, sustainability?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of things, and I'll just use one product, but we do this across our entire portfolio. Mm-hmm. Headline is a major selling fungicide, as you would know, right across many, many growing regions across the U.S., and we've taken many tangible steps around the aerial application of Headline, including using a system called AgSync, which has allowed aerial applicators to actually have a GPS system in their cockpit to actually track the fields that are applying, provides them a direct route in which to travel to the field they're applying. It identifies areas they shouldn't spray near, and also provides a very good record of the application they've made. And that's just one example how we can improve not just the efficiency of the application, but provide good record keeping and also make sure accurate application happens. Another example is we're working very closely with the National Aerial Applicators Association to help them calibrate their equipment. We provide many, many fly-ins where aerial applicators can come in and get their equipment calibrated and really encourage them to use better practices and really have that dialogue with them on the safe use of our products. So that's just one example. Another would be with the recycling we provide with our products. We spend some $2.5 million a year annually on providing recycling options for our product, and we also provide many of our products in bulk, which also reduces the packaging requirement for our products.
Well, you mentioned the GPS application, in your case, the aerial application, and it really, that's part of precision agriculture. GPS and that has been clearly within the last decade and then some, and this is something that apparently consumers are really not aware of. And it seems like it was brought out in this breakout session, education is the key, and you've talked to this, but who do consumers trust, I guess, is really the bottom line. How can you get that message out and have them accept it and believe it?
Yeah, well, we've got a tremendous job to do there. There's no doubt it's a huge challenge. I think we should be encouraged by the fact that a lot of research shows that the general population has a very high opinion of the U.S. farmer. They're seen as a credible, trustworthy individual, and they are. And I think there's the opportunity. If more farmers spoke to people not involved in agriculture and really tried to convey the challenges and the practices they're undertaking and the manner in which they farm, we would start to move the needle towards the more positive end in how agriculture is perceived, because they are credible and they speak it very much from a personal experience. It's their own business. And I think we highlighted one example of one farmer in Virginia, David Hewler, who's been farming on his property as a family for some 300 years. I mean, if that's not a definition of sustainability and good farming practices, I'm not sure what is. Mm-hmm. Another example, one thing we've tried to do to really enter the debate and push the discussion forward on agriculture is we've produced this short viral video called One Hungry Planet, and it'll be available on YouTube for all your listeners. And the idea there is to really convey to the general population, that's our target. I think in agriculture we all know the good work that's gone on. We need to have that discussion spill over into the general community. Mm-hmm. And the video really does convey an amazing job that farmers and the overall ag industry has done in the last 50 years. Much of it's gone unnoticed. I mean, to think that we're producing, you know, 40% more corn from the same amount of land just compared to 20 years ago is incredible. To think that every pound of fertilizer now grows 70% more corn, it's incredible. Those kind of statistics are very compelling. And so the video captures a lot of those statistics and really conveys in a fairly emotive way not only the job that farmers have done, but also the challenge they have in the next 40 years to produce affordable, accessible food. And we really need everyone's help, and we want the general consumer to be more comfortable and more aware of what's going on the farm.
Well, doing something like that is really, it seems like, has become the focus and key of communications for farmers, because, you know, it's almost impractical for, in some cases, for them to get out and find an audience of consumers to talk to, but they can do it in social media, with YouTube, with Twitter, with Facebook. And this is a way that BASF is getting into that social media conversation, too. What do you see developing there as far as, do you think we're going to see that more of a social media army, if you will, of agriculture out there advocating for the industry?
Oh, yeah, we have to. It's clear to me. I mean, social media is a whole new phenomenon, a whole new field of communication. And I think the thing that's really powerful about social media is we've all heard about 7 degrees of separation. And I think social media is a great example of how everyone's connected. And if you look at the rate of adoption of Facebook and Twitter, it's just breathtaking. What a powerful tool that we can convey effectively, very quickly, many of the good things that farmers are doing. And I personally follow many social media sites relating to ag. One that stands out would be AgChat Foundation. It's just one example. And there's lots of ways farmers could convey their story, and we need to help them do that. It's not just farmers. But I think social media is a great leveler. It's a universal communication tool that any individual can use, and we should harness it.
Once again, that was Paul Ray of BASF offering some good comments about the role of social media in communicating with the general public. And that's our Zimcast for this week. I'd like to thank once again our sponsors, Novus International and Leica Geosystems. And in the spirit of sustainability and our hungry planet, we'll end with this little ditty from Music Alley called Planet Earth by James Larson. And thanks for listening to the Zimcast.
Planet Earth is a green place I have come to enjoy. Now that I am a man, I can appreciate it as a boy. Up in one of the United States, a place I've come to think of as great. Now environmentalists are trying to push farmers and ranchers off the land, not even to compensate with an acre of sand. And radical communists don't need to come from across the sea, why they're right here among us, living next to you and me. They say this country is terrible while they reap its fruit of money and prestige and good health to boot. As for me, I truly appreciate living free. And if you feel this way too, you're a friend to me. I'd like to see the whole world be free and protected from corruption and stupidity. And save this dear green planet with the banner of red, white, and blue. Save this dear green planet with the banner of red, white, and blue.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.